They've been providing for so many needs since the 8th of October and long since then, and probably a long while from now. We've got the Vice President of Community and Government Relations with the Redwood Credit Union, Matt Martin, is on the line. Matt, nice to talk to you again.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I am well, sir, and happy to find out about the update with the Redwood Credit Union Fund, which has been doing such remarkable work since the beginning of the fires. Here we are, you know, 3.5 months later, and it seems that we're in pretty good shape overall, I would say, and I think that generosity has had a lot to do with that. Is the money still coming in to the RCU fund?
It really is. The North Bay Fire Relief Fund, believe it or not, Pat, think about all the conversations that you and I have had over these last 16 weeks or so. We've collected nearly $32 million as a community fund.
$32 million,
and we've allocated and dispersed over $30 million of that. And,
wow.
And what made that possible is both the folks who have obviously been donating. We've had over 41,000 generous donors, including people and organizations from 23 different international countries, show that the world really care about what happened here. It wants to help our fire survivors in our communities of the North Bay. I mean, I think just last week we received a donation from Dubai.
Nice.
It's pretty amazing.
They've got some money in Dubai, Matt.
Yeah, so I've been told. And you know what's really, really interesting too, Pat, again, a big part of the equation in terms of the funds coming in, this nearly $32 million, is that essentially almost 70% of the $32 million that's come in to the North Bay Fire Relief Fund has come from outside the four impacted counties.
Wow. That's a huge number.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah, that's fantastic.
And again, I think it's just, it's remarkable. I think it's a reflection of who we are as a world-class place to live, work, and visit. But again, the $32 million coming in is just one half of the equation. The other half of the equation is getting those dollars out to fire survivors who lost their homes, who've been dealing with economic hardship directly due to the fires, school children, first responders who lost their homes, and the critical services that are being delivered by our community's nonprofits has been astounding.
Yeah, I'm continued. There was a great, and there were a lot of people telling us at the outset of the fires that, enjoy it while it lasts, because it won't last. It won't last. And as soon as, the big media and all of that stuff goes away, the money is going to start to go away too, and so is the, commitment of generosity. And we have found that to be absolutely untrue in this situation.
It really is. The funds and generosity coming in, and then the dollars and services going out to fire survivors in the form of individual grants, and then grants going to organizations that are helping provide supportive services to fire survivors, individuals, and their families. You know, just recently here, as of just 2 weeks ago, we're in the process of developing agreements right now with 56 different nonprofits. 56 nonprofits that the North Bay Fire Relief Fund have identified, providing key services to fire survivors and their families for, in the total number of grants of about $7 million, is in the process of going out into the community. And these services are going to be real key, again, and critical services to support our fire survivors with additional financial assistance.
And other things too that are not even financially based, but you're right, that's such an essential part of this entire conversation, Matt, because those service agencies and those nonprofits are the ones who have been stepping up since minute one and have not stopped, and in many cases have been doing it out of the goodness of their hearts, and because of the donations of a lot of volunteers and a lot of volunteer hours too. So the fact that that the Redwood, the Fire Relief Fund is crediting literally some of the volunteer agencies who have spent so much time, the Volunteer Center of Sonoma County, for example, so much time and effort in helping and continuing to help fire victims. That is a huge part in all of this.
It really is. I mean, those kind of key services are really, you know, it's important that we have this wonderful safety net in place, and we've had it for generations now here in the North Bay of our nonprofit community that really is there to catch people from falling through the cracks. And we need that safety net now more than ever, because the folks who are vulnerable on the 7th, let's say, of October, and have been directly impacted by the fires, are that much more vulnerable now.
Right.
And so the North Bay Fire Relief Fund is very proud of this recent grant making of 56 grants to nonprofits and a total amount of nearly $7 million. And getting those dollars translated to services is everything that we're about in regards to moving us from relief to recovery.
And what would you say, Matt, with that in mind, in terms of recovery, what is the best usage of that money right now?
You know, I think it's something that when we're looking at being able to get individuals and families out of situations as fire survivors, where they, you know, in these early weeks, having to think day to day, focusing on survival, getting them to the place where they are stabilized enough to begin thinking about the next week, the next month, and so that we as a community can continue to move towards recovery, through recovery and on to rebuild.
And how are you actually accomplishing the continuation of that money coming in?
You know, it's just it has a momentum all to itself. You know, I think we've been very fortunate. North Bay Fire Relief Fund is a partnership, obviously, of the Redwood Credit Union Community Fund, supported by the Redwood Credit Union, the Press Democrat, as well as the office of Senator Mike McGuire.
Right.
And I think with that four-legged stool, so to speak, and all working collaboratively and getting that message out and making sure we're doing the work efficiently, as quick as possible, is something that has allowed folks to feel like relief is happening and that word gets out on the street and it gets to social media, it gets into print. We're having conversations like this right now, and that word and that message continues to be told, and that we don't forget now that we're just 16 weeks out, that, as you said earlier, we need to make sure that we as a community, we as a North Bay region, you know, continue to tell this story across false boundaries, because we're all in this together, right?
Yeah, false boundaries.
Keep
I like
on,
that.
Keep
yep.
on telling this
That's
story
appropriate.
Across false boundaries so that we as, you know, just a global community, so to speak, know that our neighbors need us and it's going to be a long haul. So let's stick by them, because this is essentially our darkest hour.
Now, answer me this, Matt, and we've got about 25 seconds to do it in. You had no idea when you first signed up for this at the outset of the Redwood Credit North Bay Fire Relief Fund, what it would entail or how much time of yours it would take, did you?
No. But we did know it was the right thing to do, because it was, again, that darkest hour where many of us were facing something that personally and professionally was unparalleled,
yeah,
and very likely to be a one-time life experience. And there was an opportunity there and a need to be able to step up and fill that breach, so to speak.
And we appreciate so much of your efforts, Matt. And you know we'll be in touch again soon to get an update on the Redwood Credit Union North Bay Fire Relief Fund. Thank you for your good work.
Thank you, too, Pat. We're totally in it together.